A prescription refill for what condition? Back here, guys, you can get your vitamin G. Everybody say vitamin G.
Vitamin
stands for gratitude, all right? And so the prescription refill last week we talked about is for two conditions, because you don't normally get a refill on a prescription unless you have a condition. What's our condition? Last week we talked about is lactose intolerance, not lactose, lactose. Everybody say lactose. Then I introduced this new word called 14-kulosis. Everybody say 14-kulosis. Any nursing majors or any anybody good at medicine and all? So you will never hear this term in the medical field, but I'm taking some liberties. 14-kulosis is what we're going to talk about today. All right, Psalm 118 is the passage we've been lifting. Let's read it together. Like we got breath in our body, that we are grateful that we can actually read. It's one thing to have breath in your body, but to be able to read is a blessing. Amen? I remember not being able to read. Just looking up those words when I was a kid, saying, one day I'm going to know what that says. All right. Psalm 118 says, let's read it together. Ready, set, go. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Catch me if you can. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. Give thanks unto the Lord. And I know it feels like Thanksgiving. Everybody say Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
We're still grateful, right?
Yeah.
All right. And so give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Everybody say God is good.
God is good.
Now, if it were only that easy. All right. This scripture says it's a command to give thanks to the Lord. And we talked about last week, and I'll briefly in 2 seconds talk about why the condition lactose intolerant is here, because we have to get through a lot to sometimes give thanks to the Lord. Right. We got a lot of pressure on us. Amen. It's a lot going on externally and internally. And so I see let as distractions. I see let as obstacles. I see let as obviously sin. It's in other words, it's something we got to press through to actually just give thanks to God. So when the scripture says let is found in the Bible over 1,000 times. So it's like, let, like the scripture says, what's that song? Tell, O Pharaoh, to blank my people go. To what? Let my people go. So let is associated with, like, restraint. Something is keeping us, something is trying to keep us from giving God praise freely. Amen? So if I ask us to give God praise right now, I wonder how quick can we give God praise and go up and mean it with all of our heart. Y'all give God praise right now.
Yeah.
Y'all had to get y'all had to get past the let just then, right? It's like, God, I thank you. I don't feel like you. He just asked me, but all right, whatever. It didn't feel like a good time to give God praise. It is always a good time to give God praise, right? So Israel is real Thanksgiving style. Israel was favored and extremely blessed. Everybody say extremely blessed. But they were also under pressure. They were also under pressure. That distracted them from giving thanks. All right? It distracted them from giving thanks. And that pressure caused them to complain. That's why they needed Dr. Alpheus to give them a prescription of a vitamin G, which is gratitude. All right? Gratitude. Gratitude has two T's. Anybody thankful more than one time? More than one time a day? Gratitude. That's why they needed a prescription for lactose intolerance and 14-kulosis. 14, look at somebody and say, do you got 14? Do you have 14-kulosis? I'm going to explain what 14-kulosis is. 14-kulosis, all right? Everybody say pressure, disappointment, lack, and struggle should be treated with vitamin G. Everybody say lack. Struggle. Everybody say disappointment. Everybody say pressure. It should be treated with vitamin G. All right. It should be treated with gratitude. Complaining is never a viable treatment for pressure, disappointment, lack, and struggle. Vitamin G is the prescription for pressure, disappointment. There's a song. It's a song that these songs keep escaping me this morning. Turn your pressure into praise. Turn your pressure. It's a cliche, but I like that cliche. Turn your pressure into praise. So complaining is never a viable treatment for pressure, disappointment. I see y'all writing lack and struggle. So what is 14 kilosis? Y'all ready for it? 14 kilosis is basically, in God's word, about 14 times, I feel like it's more, 14 times God's people complained and made the front page news in the Bible. So I call it 14 kilosis. You were reading God's word, and if you count each account, it's about 14 times the children of Israel, God's people, God's chosen people, they complained. And I say it made the front page news because when they complained, something catastrophic happened. Not necessarily bad, but something major happened. So imagine complaining and then something major happened and it makes the front page news. So in my opinion, guys, vitamin G, every time I say vitamin G, just think gratitude. Everybody say gratitude. I think gratitude could have caused them less headache and pain on the way to their promise. They're trying to get to their promise, yet they are complaining. And if all they had to do was take, I wish I had one with me. All they had to do was take their vitamin G. And then it would have caused them less headaches. It would have actually saved some of their lives if they would have taken vitamin G. Everybody say vitamin G. Vitamin G. Just go with me on here. When I say vitamin G, I want y'all to just scream out gratitude. All they had to do was take vitamin G. All right, that's a good practice. And it actually would have sped up their deliverance from being in bondage or slavery. This is a Thanksgiving kind of reprise teaching. Don't think as I progress through this teaching that I'm saying, guys, we shouldn't complain. Or that if you complain, God's going to get you. That ain't what I want y'all to walk away with. Some of us, we complain on the way to church. Amen. Man, I wish I should have stopped. I'm hungry or whatever the case may be. I know who did Clemson play yesterday? I forgot because I just put them over there. Once they lost, I was like, I forgot about them. Who did Clemson play? Oh, I know they complain on the way home. I know they complain. But what I am trying to say is, or perhaps, God seems to respond to legit complaints. Have you filed yours yet? God seems to respond to legit. Everybody say legit. Legit complaints. Periodically today, guys, I'm going to lift these quotes that I found on Pinterest or somewhere, or Google. Good old Google. Amen. Let's read this together. Ready, set, go. And I think Lecrae came up with this. Ready, set, go. Before you complain today, be grateful you have breath. Seems like God responds to legit complaints. I got a reader this morning. Amen. Can you give me a test? God seems to respond to legit complaints. Numbers 11. It's a lot of reading, so we're going to tag team today, me and Medushi, all right? We're going to tag team. Can I get a test?
Test.
Numbers 11 says,
Moses heard all the families standing in the doorways of their tents whining, and the Lord became extremely angry. Moses was also aggravated.
Moses got aggravated. The people were aggravated, and now Moses is aggravated. There's a statement that says, misery what? Loves company. Try not to laugh. Read.
And Moses said to the Lord, why are you treating me, your servant, so harshly? Have mercy on me. What did I do to deserve the burden of all these people? Did I give birth to them? Did I bring them into this world? Why did you tell me to carry them in my arms like a mother carries a nursing baby? How can I carry them to the land you swore to their ancestors? Where am I supposed to get meat for all these people? They keep whining to me saying, give us meat to eat. I can't carry all these people by myself. The load is far too heavy. If this is how you intend to treat me, just go ahead and kill me. Do me a favor and spare me this misery.
First of all, y'all see how Moses is actually talking to God. The sarcasm that Moses got with God. But we're no different. Have you ever had a conversation with God like, really, God? And you over-exaggerated your situation. You were so dramatic. And all you had was a small little paper cut on your, really, God? But look how God responds to Moses. Verse 16, read.
Then the Lord said to Moses, gather before me 70 men who are recognized as elders and leaders of Israel. Bring them to the tabernacle to stand there with you. I will come down and talk to you there. I will take some of the spirit that is upon you, and I will put the spirit upon them also. They will bear the burden of the people along with you, so you will not have to carry it alone.
See, it's okay. Moses complained. Did God get him? Did God kill him? What did he do? He gave him relief. Seems like God does respond to legit complaints. God knows we're human. God knows we're in debt. God knows that we have desires. God knows we have needs. God knows we don't like them. God knows we hate. No, y'all don't hate them, do you? No, y'all don't hate them. But God knows we are made of flesh. Amen. So he knows, he already anticipates how we're going to act. He knows. So have you submitted your legit complaint? Have you filed your legit complaint? Because it seems like to me with legit complaints, he has a solution. Amen. I mean, an immediate solution. All right, let's keep going. Complaining will cause you to have amnesia. So again, it's like I'm shifting. I'm going to keep shifting today because if you're saying, what did he talk about today? He just said, don't complain. That's not all I said. Amen. Amen. But complaining will cause you to have amnesia. That's why we need vitamin G. Take your vitamin G. Thank you. Your vitamin G. Every chance you can. Every chance you get, guys, take your vitamin G because vitamin G can help you have a good memory because complaining will cause you to have amnesia. Exodus 15, sweets.
Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider has thrown him into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him.
It is easy to walk around like this. Y'all see the confidence in this passage or the spirit of Moses and the children of Israel? We got it good, don't we? I can buy everybody a Christmas gift this year. I'm feeling good today. Praise God. Praise God. He healed my grandma, the dad. I'm feeling good. He delivered me. Y'all see the attitude? Yeah. Just wait. Keep reading. Verse 3.
The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariot.
God is my shield. He is powerful. God, you are mighty. I mean, you telling everybody about God's goodness. Amen. It's easy to do it when it's good, right? It's easy to do it when you're two payments ahead on your car payment. It's easy to talk like this when you feel good. Amen. Verse number 5.
The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy.
It's easy to talk like this when you have seen God part the Red Sea. That is a miracle. Like, that is probably, I would love to see that with my own eyes. Now, we went to Israel this year, me and my wife, but we plan on going to Saudi Arabia next year. Y'all, you look like, bro, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure. You a praying woman, right? There's prayers over there and prayers back. Because we wanna get on ground zero and see where God performed this miracle. Because Israel is real. It is real. Israel is real. But it's easy to talk like this when you've seen God part the Red Sea. Anybody seen God part the Red Sea in your life on some things? Him make a way out of no way? I mean, literally, a way out of no way. Like a way out of no way. I thought somebody was going to clap, and that was a way out of no way. Anybody seen God make a way out of no way? That's where that comes from. A way out of no way. The Red Sea is a way, but when he does this, it's a way out of no way. It's easy to talk like that, but complaining sometimes when we have it good can, it could trigger amnesia. Exodus 15, this is just a few verses down from verse 6. You have the children of Israel got it good, or have it good, English teachers, and they're going from one place to another place. Verse 23, sweets. And
when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter.
Therefore, hold up, guys. Read this carefully, all right? Feels like Sunday school now. I want y'all to, did the Bible say that the water was poisonous? It said that the water was what? Does that mean you can't drink it? Now some of us likes Fresca. Anybody like Fresca? Y'all remember Fresca? Anybody don't like the taste of Fresca? Raise your hand if you do not like the taste of Fresca. I'm not saying y'all, but some people don't like the taste of Fresca and you like Budweiser. Come on now. I'm not saying y'all. I'm not saying you. But it said that the waters of Marah, they were bitter. Keep reading.
And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?"
Because they didn't want Fresca. Really? You thirsty? Drink that Fresca. Look at somebody say, "Drink Fresca." What else you gonna drink? Now here at the House of Judah, we have a buffet of Dasani water. I think that's back there. Clap your hands. As we're talking about water, that ain't bitter. What shall we drink? 25.
And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet.
That's not my point, but you see again, perhaps a legit complaint gets God's attention. Because now you have a complaint, and then what happens? He provided some sweet water. He provided, and we went from Fresca to Sprite in 2 seconds. Ain't God good? Yeah. Wanting Sprite, a Mountain Dew, or Canadian? What's the Canadian dry? What is it called? Ginger ale. Thank you, ginger ale. You know, ginger ale has a lot of sugar in it. Have y'all seen that? I thought ginger ale was healthy, but you see about 40 grams of sugar in that. Amen. And we pick that up when our stomach is sick, and then we running up our blood sugar at the same time. Everything got a side effect. All right, back on track. Verse number 27.
And said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and will keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." And they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamp there by the waters.
Listen, guys, complaining will sometimes overwhelm you, and you will have amnesia. Don't forget what God has done for you. This next quote, let's read together. Ready, set, read. When you're not patient, you start complaining. And the fact that you're complaining is a sign that you're not grateful. I've never seen an unhappy, grateful person. Let's keep going. Are you in the company of a mixed multitude of complainers? It's not you that has a complaining spirit. Amen. It's not you that's always complaining. Amen. Amen. But are you in the company of a mixed multitude of complainers? They rub off on you. They rub off. Amen. It's not you, but check your company. Check who you are around or who is around you. Numbers 11 verse 4 says.
Now the mixed multitude.
The mixed multitude.
Who are
the mixed multitude? Let's go.
Who were among them yielding to intense craving. So the children.
The mixed multitude who were among them.
Yielded to intense craving.
The mixed multitude around who? Here in the text. You have two separate groups. You have the mixed multitude and you have the children of Israel. Who are the mixed multitude? The Bible says now the mixed multitude who were among them, separate from the mixed multitude, which the children of Israel. The mixed multitude had an intense craving different from the children of Israel. They thought different. They had a different way of life than the children of Israel, God's chosen. If you can remember where you left off, sweets, keep going.
So the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes.
Israel, y'all so dramatic. That's just so dramatic. I mean, so dramatic. You got everything at Thanksgiving except cranberry, the cranberry sauce, and you just don't want to eat. Y'all so dramatic, Israel. So, I mean, thank God for you got 17 different sides, and you don't have cranberry sauce. Really, you don't want to eat? You see how the mixed multitude triggered Israel to start complaining. Because they didn't start complaining until the mixed multitude expressed their craving. And then the children of Israel, it said they wept again. Wouldn't they? There's a statement that says the grass is always greener on the other side. First of all, a little context. Yes, Israel, they fell on hard times and they didn't have food. But the miracle was God provided a way out of no way with manna. Not just this, this is like sweet. It's like to me, God gave them dessert because it was like a sweet wafer. They didn't have any food. God made a way out of no way with food called manna. And then they got sick of manna when they saw the mixed multitude who they thought they were doing better than they were. Because let me prove this. In Exodus 12:38, it says that the mixed multitude, they went up, Exodus 12:38, if you want to write this down, they went up from them also and the flocks and herds, a great deal of livestock. So the mixed multitude, they had like a buffet of meat. What's the name of that? The Brazilian restaurant where they come. Have y'all been to one of those? They come and bring that meat and they start carving it. And then if you put your thing a certain way, you tell them to stop. I need a break. And then you turn it and they keep bringing all you can eat meat. The mixed multitude, it is said, some say the mixed multitude were foreigners. not the children of Israel, but they were in the company of the children of Israel, who God was taking care of, but they were just eating differently. They were living differently. Different is not always better. Amen. A new car ain't always better. A new house ain't always better. A new job ain't always better. Eating meat of just like the mixed multitude we're eating is not always better. Complaining causing you to have amnesia. Look at somebody say, watch your company. Watch your company. Watch your company. Don't let them throw you off. You don't come too far. You're grateful. The mixed multitude could cause you to be ungrateful. Amen. Amen. Frustrated people frustrate people. In school, watch others. When they be talking about the teacher, don't you talk about the teacher when they talk about the teacher. Amen. You don't talk about grandma when they talk about grandma. Amen. When they talk about your uncle, you don't join them and talk about your uncle. Amen. Don't do that. That's what I talked about today. What did he talk about today? Don't do that. What? Complain. Let's keep going, guys. Complaining will cause you to question how God is using you for his glory and the plan of God to carry out his purpose in your life. That's what complaining can do, guys. Exodus 5 says, sweets.
Moses went back to God and said, my master, why are you treating this people so badly? And why did you ever send me? From the moment I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, things have only gotten worse for this people. And rescue? Does this look like rescue to you?
Moses doesn't realize how well he has it. First of all, God is allowing you to talk to him like this and not kill you. Y'all remember being young and you say something, you were just say something to your mama and you got that real quick? I had one of those experiences. How much more can you disrespect God and insult God? He don't have to do this. He could just think and will you to die and you die. First of all, Moses needs to be grateful God didn't kill him for addressing him with so much insults, in my opinion, or complaints that are going too far. Amen. Holiness is still right, and we should still reverence God. Have a reverence for God. Amen. Is that too old school? I know I'm up here with a hat backwards, but I believe in reverencing God. Amen. Look at somebody and say, reverence God. Yeah, reverence God. Don't just approach him any type of way. We ain't talking about any old body. Plus, Moses is not realizing that he has leadership qualities to lead hundreds and thousands of people. And he's questioning how God is using him. Let's read this quote right here. Champions, ready, set, go. Champions never complain because they are too busy getting better. Let's keep going. Y'all all right? Y'all good?
Yes.
I don't know if I can finish this today, but I'm going to try. All right? If not, then these slides will be on the website. How many go back and look at some of these slides on the website? Put your hands down. I don't want to. Well, I saw a few hands. Amen. You got 10 points. All right. Complaining will distort your hearing and break your spirit. Exodus 6. Ready, set, read.
But when Moses delivered this message to the Israelites, they didn't even hear
him. Didn't even hear him.
They were that beaten down in spirit by the harsh slave conditions.
Vitamin G is the only prescription for complaining. That's what I'm prescribing today. That's what Dr. Anderson is prescribing. Vitamin G will help your spirit. Amen. when you are down in your spirit by the harsh slave conditions or by the harsh work environment or by the harsh school environment, get grateful. Amen. Give thanks with a grateful heart. The Bible says in Philippians 4, it says, be careful or anxious for nothing but in everything. Everybody say everything. Balfour, South Carolina, got to shout you out. Everybody say everything. By prayer and supplication, humility with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Everybody say vitamin G. Gratitude. That's the prescription for even anxiety. Anxiety, we should prescribe vitamin G. Gratitude, amen? Even for depression, vitamin G should be prescribed. Vitamin G should be prescribed for depression or for depression-like tendencies. Amen? Vitamin G should be prescribed for disappointment. Vitamin G should be prescribed for frustration. Amen. This quote here is pretty nice. Ready, set, go. If you are complaining, you can't be thinking about or creating what you want to do. Few more. Y'all okay? I think we're making get close to ending this. Complaining will cause, y'all say this with me just in case you're going to sleep. It's getting nice and cozy in here for some reason. Ready, set, go. Complaining will cause you to highlight your weaknesses. Exodus 5, read.
So Moses said to the Israelites, but they would not listen to him. They were discouraged and their slavery was hard. Then the Lord said to Moses, go tell the king of Egypt that he must let the Israelites leave his land. But Moses answered, the Israelites will not listen to me, so surely the king will not listen to me either. I am not a good speaker.
Moses, you are focusing on one thing and forgetting all of the thousand things that God has done for you and your people. I heard a quote that says, one tree can make 1,000 matches. Think about that. One tree can make 1,000 little matches, but one match can burn down 1,000 trees. One negative thought can erase 1,000 positive thoughts if you let it. Complaining will cause you to focus on the past and ignore the future. Complaining will have you stuck in the past and wasting time in your present and in your future. Yes, it happened. Amen. It happened. I don't like it. I didn't like it. It happened. Amen. Can we move on? Can we move on? Amen. Can we move? Can we forgive them? Can we forgive our cousin? Can we give our parents? Can we forgive our uncle? Can we forgive our grandparents? Can we forgive the other race? Complaining will cause you to focus on the past and ignore the future. Numbers 14 says,
that night, all the members of the community raised their voices and wept aloud. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron, and the whole assembly said to them, if only we had died in Egypt or in this wilderness. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and our children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us to go back to Egypt? And they said to each other, we should choose a leader and go back to Egypt.
We really want to go back to Egypt. We really want to go back to the 1950s. Y'all know people have been saying that, right? It was better in the 60s than it is now. The devil is a liar. No, it ain't. We are blessed today, amen, even in this environment. I don't want to go back to the 60s, and I was born in the 80s. I don't, because I'm really going back. I'm going back before I was born. Y'all can have the 60s. If they were the good old days for you guys, I get it. I don't want to go back to the 60s. Let's read this quote. Do not complain about growing old. It is a privilege denied to many. Y'all think about that. Think about who's not here. Think about who's not here. My twin brother, it'd be 10 years in a few weeks. Not here. Do not complain about growing old. It is a privilege denied to many. Complaining can make your situation worse and speed up death. Don't let worry or complaining eat you alive. Numbers 11. I'm almost finished, guys.
Soon the people began to complain about their hardship, and the Lord heard everything they said. Then the Lord's anger blazed against them, and he sent fire.
Now, I think God has had enough by now. 14 kilosis, God has said, all right. Y'all letting this get too out of hand. Now he's got his belt out. Amen. He done had enough. and I'm learning a lot from this passage. Then the Lord's anger, sweets,
blazed against them, and he sent fire to rage among them, and he destroyed some of the people.
Some of the people.
In the outskirts of the camp.
Then look at somebody say, be careful. Where? You find yourself complaining in the outskirts of the camp. Keep going.
Then the people screamed to Moses for help. And when he prayed to the Lord, the fire stopped.
It's like I'm seeing a God that we serve that will take his belt out and wrap his arms around you at the same time. Are y'all seeing that?
Yeah.
Now, I also have to be careful not to put human characteristics on Yahweh, on God. Amen? But to me, it definitely seems like it's very humanistic, which is called anthropomorphic. So I got to be careful, but it just seems like God has his belt out and he's wrapping his arms around them. Like, I remember getting a whooping one time. My mama said, I think it was the last time she whooped me. She said it just felt so bad. I maybe showed out or I was a good actor and I was so dramatic. And then she said, man, maybe I was almost about to kill him. and she came to almost like apology, like, you know, are you all right? You were wrong for that, but, you know, so that's just, they said I was a bad kid. I said, I was just acting like I was taught. And then they don't say that no more. Vitamin G, guys, will always make your situation better. And you will be satisfied with long life. Psalm 22:26 says, the meek shall eat and shall be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. Last quote, I believe. Ready, set, go. Complaining, ready, set, go, read. Complaining is like vomiting. You may feel better after you get it out, but you make everybody around you sick. Y'all like these quotes? I could have quoted this, the whole teacher could have been quote. I could have just quoted y'all to death today. guys, y'all stand. Just that way I won't keep going to for another 30, 40 minutes. I knew I wouldn't finish today. But what I shared so far, have you guys been encouraged to take your vitamin G a little bit more? Amen. A little Thanksgiving reprise. Gratitude is good for health. Believe it or not, it is very good for health. It confronts stress. You don't have to keep going, sweets. It confronts stress. It is literally scientifically proven that gratitude changes your changes your, it triggers something on the inside of you. Your biological state is changed when you are grateful. It triggers oxytocin. Everybody say oxytocin. And so when God tells Israel to give thanks, when you see in Psalms this command, you know, praise the Lord, worship God, give thanks for he is good, his mercy endures forever. He's trying to change your biological state. He's trying to get more oxytocin inside of you, because it is scientifically proven that petting a dog cancels out stress, or hugging somebody cancels out stress or confronts complaining. It confronts cortisol, which is this hormone that is released when you are under pressure. Too much cortisol can cause cancer. Too much stress can cause high blood pressure. Too much cortisol can cause a lot of sickness in your body. And so when you're under stress, God has fixed this thing so much, he is trying to, he is giving you a prescription to help you not be sick. Smiling can trigger oxytocin. Come on, everybody give me a smile. Get somebody a smile in this room. Oxytocin is being released in this room, and our biological state is being changed. Laughing can actually help your biological state. Look at this smile back here. Look at this smile. It can affect your biological state and release oxytocin. Fellowshipping. I think next week, guys, we're going to have pound cake, macaroni and cheese. I don't know. I think we're eating next week. Is that right, Brother Lawrence? We're eating next week. We're going to fellowship. Who's coming next week? Yeah. Christmas time is here, but it's time to eat. Everybody says it's time to eat. Fellowshipping triggers oxytocin. It helps deal with stress. Gratitude helps your biological state. Amen. And we're going to end with this one thing here, corporate worship. Gratitude blocks toxic emotions like envy, jealousy, and regret. This is kind of for our nerds real quick. Give me 2 seconds. Gratitude, it triggers higher levels of good cholesterol. Y'all know after Thanksgiving, we really need to get grateful, because we need to do something about what we ate. So get grateful, because it actually deals with higher levels of good cholesterol. It helps triggers that. And then it also deals with lower levels of bad cholesterol. Is that making sense to my medical people? Well, this is what gratitude does. It lowers systolic and diastolic blood pressure even in stressful times. Gratitude has immune system benefits. Gratitude treats depression and suicidal thoughts. Gratitude motivates exercising. I must not be grateful enough. Gratitude equals a healthier life, better sleep, better mental clarity, and better heart rate. And so corporate worship is good for health, and it confronts stress. And it definitely, you complain less when you worship more. Can we take 20 seconds to worship? I know the Thanksgiving season is over, but can we give thanks with a grateful heart? Can we give thanks with a grateful heart for about 20 seconds? Let the house of Judah give God praise. Let the house of Judah give God praise. 20 seconds. Let the house of Judah give God praise. Let the house of Judah worship.